Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Steven is from Kingston. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning.
Steven is essential personnel. He has to go into work, Kennedy. We're not allowed to ask what he does because people in the FBI are not allowed to talk about that sort of thing on the radio.
Yeah, this dude's a spy.
Yeah.
I know, and the people at the FBI have nothing better to do than to listen to the radio, which, might I add, is adding great and a great uplifting thing to everyone's day. So thank you for doing that.
And he saves the day.
Look at you.
Had me going, Steve. In the first half, Steve.
Runs over this with the truck and then backs it back.
All right, Steven, so Kennedy and Annie are doing the show from the South Shore Annex of Mix 104.1 today in Quincy. So we're going to have to kick Kennedy out of the living room. Will you please kick Kennedy out of the living room?
Get out of the living room now.
He's trying to figure out which way to go.
She's
getting bossed around in her own house.
I know, right? Go to the kitchen or something. I don't know.
She's going, but we're trying to make sure that she doesn't.
Oh, you know what we should say? Kennedy, go to your room.
Go to your room. Oh, I do like that one.
Go ahead, Bubba. Elvis is going with her. She went outside.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Just a reminder, if you tie, you lose. Question number one, Elton John, 73 years old today. What's the name of the musical biopic about his life that came out in 2019?
Starman.
Question number two. Disney is reportedly not pleased with Evangeline Lilly and her comments about not quarantining. A source says they're rewriting the next Ant-Man movie to severely minimize her role.
There goes that paycheck.
Who does she play?
I have no idea.
All right, question number three. Paul McCartney checks in periodically with the writers of The Simpsons to make sure Lisa is still a vegetarian because that was a condition of his guest appearance back in 1995.
So random.
Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
Saxophone.
Question number four. Since you've got a little extra time, BTS has launched a web series to teach fans Korean. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Of course an FBI agent would know that.
They're about to overtake Rosetta Stone.
Question number five. He may have been the king of rock and roll on this day in 1958. He was just like everybody else when he was drafted into the U.S. Army. Who is he?
Elvis.
All right. Let's get Kennedy. Can you wave at Kennedy, Annie, or something?
Elvis, yep. Go get her.
He's coming. Hi, Bubba.
All right.
Kennedy!
Hey. All right, let's see. I think I have...
I got three.
Yeah.
Nice little trace.
Yep.
Here I am.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Hey.
Steven got three out of five. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. Elton John, 73 years old today. Name the musical biopic about his life that came out in 2019.
Rocketman.
Did you notice first time I called it biopic and the second time I called it biopic?
Way to hedge your bets.
Question number two. Disney is reportedly not pleased with Evangeline Lilly and her comments about not quarantining. And apparently they are rewriting the next Ant-Man movie to severely minimize her role.
Wow.
Who does she play?
She plays Wasp.
She done goofed.
2-0. Question number three. Paul McCartney checks in periodically with the writers of The Simpsons to make sure Lisa is still a vegetarian because that was a condition of his guest appearance back in 1995.
Get out of here.
Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
Saxophone.
3-1. Question number four. Since you've got a little extra time on your hands, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Our favorite, BTS, has launched a web series to teach fans Korean.
Oh.
How about that?
You know what? I know what I'm doing today. Well, tomorrow.
Not today.
Today's busy.
Let's go Ajima.
What's that?
Ajima? That's an old woman in Korean.
Okay. I was going to ask you if you remembered any words from your deployment.
Annyeonghaseyo, Adashi.
Yeah. You heard him.
Ladies, that's what he heard.
You did that, great service for our country, Kennedy.
That's right. What is the capital of South Korea, Kennedy?
Seoul.
Oh, yes, it is. Stay away from Itaewon. That's all I'm saying. Question number five. He may have been the king of rock and roll, but on this day in 1958, he was just like every other man his age when he was drafted into the Army. Who was he?
Elvis Presley.
That is correct. Look at you. Did you get all five right, Kennedy?
I did. Did.
That's a living room woo.
All right. Well, FBI agent Steven, I'm sorry you did not get the win. You do not get the $100. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head off to save the world?
Well, before I say that, I'm going to move to Tampa because I feel shame.
I like Steven.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's a good guy. All right. What are you going to say? Let's do it.
Kennedy, you're way smarter than me.
Oh, my God.
Drive safe, officer.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. So Michelle is a CNA. Obviously, she is essential personnel. Are you headed to work or are you just getting off work?
I am just getting off from being there since 4 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
This is also pretty cool, Kennedy, because Michelle has never heard of Campy Kennedy before. She has no idea what this is.
That's because she works
never,
a real job.
Never. I'm a virgin.
Doesn't deal with her nonsense.
She's a Campy Kennedy virgin.
Love it.
All right. So here's what I need you to do is just go ahead and... kick Kennedy out of the living room, please.
I wish I could kick my kids out of the living room.
Goodbye, Kennedy.
I'll take it.
Yep. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, Michelle, and you're going to win yourself $100. Here's what you need to know. Even though you're a virgin, we've been playing this game for a very long time. I think like 8.5 years. Kennedy has...
As the kids would say, Kennedy's been around the block.
3,191 wins, 264 losses. And again, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. In 2006, director Werner Herzog came to the rescue when Joaquin Phoenix overturned his car. And in a new interview, he says that Joaquin was trying to light a cigarette while he was upside down in the car. True or false, Joaquin Phoenix has never won a Best Actor Oscar. True or false?
False.
Question number two. Warner Brothers has pushed back the new Scooby-Doo movie, Scoob. Who is Scooby's best friend who is always saying zoinks?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's kind of like a hippie.
I know who he is. I just can't remember his name. This is like my day. This is my era. I was born in 79. I should know this. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Oh, my God. I don't know. I can't remember.
All right. Question number three. P. Diddy is holed up and riding out the quarantine like everybody else. Well, except he's doing it in a mansion. He owns a successful clothing line and a liquor brand. Can you name either one of them?
P. Diddy's liquor brand? Of
course. Or his clothing line.
Or his clothing line. Jesus.
Don't swear.
Puff Daddy clothing.
Question number four. 37 years ago today in 1983, The Outsider, starring Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, and Patrick Swayze, along with Emilio Estevez, came out. There's a classic line from that movie. Stay blank, pony boy.
Stay blank, pony boy. Stay blank, pony boy. Ah, God, I love them. They're amazing. Stay blank, pony boy. It is funny. This is what happens. Pony boy, pony boy, pony boy.
Okay, let's move on to the final question. Question number five. Halsey and Evan Peters may have broken up. Halsey actually had a very public relationship with G-Eazy. Between him and Evan Peters, she dated which Australian guitarist? This is a really tough one.
It is tough because clearly I don't know anything.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please. Come on back, Kennedy.
That was so good.
Are you waving at Kennedy? Or are you letting her know?
Yes, she's back. She goes right outside so I can see her.
All right, I'm waiting for Kennedy to come back.
She's here.
I'm here. Hi, sorry. It takes me a minute to sit down and get everything.
Told you about the wires.
There's so many wires.
So, Kennedy, Michelle got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done for never having played the game, I should say.
She got one.
Yeah. No, she got one? I thought she
she only got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a suit.
Suit! You're going to learn today, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, if you only get 1 out of 5, that's called a suit. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, question number one. In 2006, director Werner Herzog came to the rescue of Joaquin Phoenix, overturned in his car, and in a new interview, he says Joaquin was actually trying to light a cigarette while he was upside down in the car. True or false, in his illustrious career, Joaquin has never won the Best Actor Oscar. True or false?
False.
That is correct. He won this year for The Joker. Tied at 1. Question number 2. Warner Brothers has pushed back the new Scooby-Doo movie, Scoob. Who is Scooby's best friend who always says zoinks?
Shaggy.
That one ring a bell there, Michelle? Shaggy?
Yes.
Question number 3. P. Diddy is holed up riding out the quarantine like everybody else, except he's doing it in a mansion because he owns a successful clothing line and a liquor brand. Name one of them.
Ciroc?
And Sean John is the other. 3-1. Question number 4. 37 years ago today, 1983, The Outsider, starring Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, and Emilio Estevez, was released. Finish the line from this classic movie, Kennedy. Stay blank, pony boy.
Stay gold.
Stay gold, pony boy. That is correct. Question number 5. Halsey and Evan Peters may have broken up, Kennedy. You know, she did have a very public relationship with G-Eazy. Between him and Evan Peters, she dated which Australian guitarist?
Youngblood.
Look at you, Kennedy.
Woo! Such a boss.
Wow.
Annie, it's staying around you.
She's pretty good. She's pretty good. She's pretty good. Don't feel bad. She does this to most people. Michelle, you don't win. You don't get the cash, but we really appreciate what you're doing at work.
There's so many things that you can do that I can't, right. So really.
And what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go, Michelle?
I'm Michelle from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Jessica's from Salem. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Jess is a delivery driver. What do you deliver, Jess?
Amazon packages.
Oh, thank you so
You're
much.
You're a busy
for
lady
so
right now.
Essential personnel right there. Yep.
Yes. I never in my life thought I'd be an essential personnel, but here I am.
I was telling someone that yesterday. I'm like, I got a letter from Homeland Security that says I can drive in the roads to go to work and tell jokes. In my life, things would never come out of my mouth.
I still don't believe it. You're telling me it now. I'm like, no.
I still feel like they're playing fast and loose with the word essential.
Yeah, I got a letter today. I have the same thing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep this in my car, too.
Yeah, I have mine. It says I'm allowed to go to work and play Nickelback. So mine's different than yours, Kennedy.
I guess.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, please leave your living room.
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right,
I put up on the Instagram story, too, where Kennedy goes when she's banished from this.
Oh, yeah. I saw the photo. She's, like, out on her back patio or something like that. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 3,191 wins, 264 losses. She is 2-0 today for her birthday. Question number one. WrestleMania 36 may have to go through a few more changes because star Rey Mysterio and Dana Brooke are in quarantine after getting sick with the coronavirus. They were both supposed to be on the card. Which local legend is going to be a guest host of WrestleMania this year, even though he's retired from football?
Oh, Rob Gronkowski?
Question number two. Lady Gaga's pushing back the release of her new album, Chromatica. She's also revealed that she was supposed to make a surprise appearance at Coachella. What is the name of the new song off of that album?
Stupid Love.
Question number three. Today is International Waffles Day.
What?
Oh, man. What movie is this famous line from? Are you ready? Take a listen to this, okay?
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Stone! What movie is that from?
I feel like it's Shrek.
Question number four. The pandemic has left many without jobs, making it difficult to pay rent. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard own a few residential buildings in L.A., and they're waiving their tenants' rent for April. Kristen plays Princess Anna in Frozen. Who does she end up marrying in the movie?
Eric. Prince Eric.
Question number five. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially been postponed until 2021. We don't know when they will happen in 2021. An American athlete has the most gold medals in Olympic history. Who is it?
Michael Phelps.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
She's coming.
Okay. I do have a video chat. I can't see Annie, but I can see Kennedy. Kennedy is back. She's got the headphones on. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you. I think watching Elvis watching me outside is the funniest part of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I think Mom. Kennedy playing Can't Be Kennedy in silk pajamas is the funniest thing.
It's a baller
love it.
Move.
Yes, I love
it. Fake silk, but we can go along with it.
Jessica got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
WrestleMania 36 may have to go through a few more changes because a couple of the stars are in quarantine after getting sick. Which local legend who recently retired is supposed to be the guest host of WrestleMania?
Rob Gronkowski.
Tied at one. Question number two. Lady Gaga.
Robert, if you will. Yes.
Lady Gaga is pushing back the release of her new album, Chromatica. She also revealed that she was supposed to make a surprise appearance at Coachella. Kennedy, name this new song off the new album.
Stupid Love.
Tied at two. Question number three. Today is International Waffles Day.
Oh.
Kennedy, take a listen to this and tell me what movie it's from. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Is it Mulan?
Oh, sorry.
Is it Shrek?
It is Shrek.
See, Eddie Murphy plays the same character in both of those movies.
Well, in one he's a donkey and one he's a dragon.
Okay, but he sounds exactly the same.
It's similar. You're not wrong.
I just watched Mulan, so I have it on the brain.
3-2. Question number four. The pandemic has left many without jobs, making it difficult to pay rent. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard apparently own a few residential buildings in L.A., and they are waiving their tenants' rent for April.
So nice.
Kristen plays Princess Anna in Frozen. Who does she end up marrying in the movies, Kennedy? And if you get this one wrong, you're going to lose.
I think I'm going to get it wrong. Olaf.
Yes, she marries the snowman.
It's interspecies.
Olaf is a snowman. Okay.
Love is love, people.
Love is love. It's Kristoff Kennedy. That is the correct answer.
Oh, Jess, I just hope that by the time we get to Redemption Week that you can come into the studio because I want to give you a biggest hug ever.
Yes.
Question number five. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially been postponed to 2021. You know, an American athlete has the most gold medals in Olympic history. Who is it?
I'm going to say it's Michael Phelps.
That is correct. Final score, 4-3. Jessica gets the win. Jess, you get Sal's money. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's what we all need, is to give away our boss's money, because he gets very angry, and I appreciate it. All right. Kennedy, what would you like to say to Jess?
Kennedy.
I don't want to say it.
Oh.
No, you have to say it.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Jess.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.